Matt Greenwood on KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. And another great reason to keep it tuned to KJS Sports Talk is we're speaking to Wesley Armbruster of the Festus Girls Track and Field team. And Coach, happy to have you with us on the program.
Oh, Matt, thanks for having me. Always enjoy it.
All right, let's dive right into this. State qualifier in the triple jump, Abby McMillan, coming back for you this year. Let's start with her and your expectations of her, even after, you know, she got done with basketball season. She's right back out there on the track and field for you.
Yeah, I mean, Abby's somebody who's been, you know, a pivotal figure on our team. She's a two-time state qualifier in the triple jump. And then she contributes to other areas, high jump, long jump, distance sprinting for us. She wasn't really happy with the way her state meet kind of finished up. She went through a little ankle injury there at the end of the year, and so didn't get the results she wanted. And we had a little heart-to-heart conversation there in Jefferson City, and we just kind of talked about visions and goals and plans and things like that. And we're very happy with where Abby is. I mean, her growth as an athlete has been tremendous. She went from being, you know, not much of a contributor to the basketball team to being, you know, an all-conference, all-district performer this year as a junior. And, you know, that basketball conditioning and just the shape that she's in from, you know, everything that team did, she's just raring to go, and she's in great shape. So we're looking forward to a great year from Abby.
All right, very good. I don't mean to make you remember what you lost, but Caitlin Reed last year was finished third at state in the pole vault, and one of your best pole vaulters on the team, or I guess I could say the best pole vaulter on the girls team last year. Talk about that field for you. What you got coming back, if you kind of like what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin's dad, Mike, is still part of our coaching staff, and I was kind of joking with him last week about whether Caitlin had any redshirt years left for her so she could come back and vault for us. you know, Caitlin is a phenomenal athlete. She ran from 4-1 for us last year. You know, just a young lady with a tremendous amount of character and left a great mark here. Set the school record 4 or 5 different times last year, kept changing the standard, and finished by being third in state. So we certainly will miss her, but, you know, we do have, you know, some great returning athletes back outside of Abby. A lot of people don't know how good Alexa Sumter is, but I think there's a short list of people who've thrown the discus 120 feet, you know, in Jefferson County or in our area, and Alexa's one of them. And so, you know, we kind of expect big things from her in that arena, but she's also, you know, somebody who hasn't really tapped into her potential, you know, throwing the shot put. And so, you know, I was working with her just last week while our throws coach was out of town, and then she was pronouncing something out there. And I just, you know, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for Alexa to get out there and do some great things for us. Our distance team has kind of always been a strength of ours. And, you know, there's other area schools that are really kind of closing the gap on us. And DeSoto is, you know, super talented and coming off a top 4 finish at the state meet and cross. And so we're going to have to continue to try to get to work and hold up our end of the bargain as far as being distance competitors. But we've got Maddie Welsh and Melissa Wolk kind of leading the charge there, both seniors. Maddie's coming off of, I think she was 29th at the state meet cross country, just missed all state. Melissa's been an all stater there. They've led her team to a state championship 2 years ago and runner up finish this year. And so just great kids, great athletes, senior leadership out of them. And then two other kind of contributing factors as far as returners would be Bailey Moore and Sophia Lefwich. They both have kind of had their opportunity on the 4x8, and they'll be contenders to be on a 4x8 relay that we hope is something that can challenge at the conference district sectionals and state level, and kind of keep us competitive in the distance arena. Our sprint group is, you know, led by Tristan Falk, Lydia Henderson, Natalie Mazur, and Blair Ballmer as kind of the returnees. They all kind of had different roles on our 4x1 and 4x2 last year, which qualified to the sectionals, so just missed the state meet. And Tristan is another one of those basketball players. She's probably the most improved girl on her team right now. She's just had some very, very impressive workouts, and so we're kind of excited about that. And then we've got a nice collection of throwers and pole vaulters who don't have a whole lot of experience, but they now have opportunities, and so we're kind of excited about, you know, the potential in those realms too. So we're kind of hoping we're a nice, well-rounded team that can be super competitive.
All right. Well, yeah, sounds like you kind of covered everything for us there, Coach, and I greatly appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit more of the, I guess, the off the track and field type things, and just some girls that you plan on leaning on to really lead this group this year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the same names I've already mentioned with Abby and Alyssa and Maddie Wells and Alyssa. But, you know, we got quite a few new faces this year that don't have a whole lot of track experience, but they have a whole lot of high-level athletic experience. Eddie Rickerman has never done track at Festus, even going back to her middle school days, and she's out for her first year. And she brings, you know, a lot of athleticism, a lot of speed, but more importantly, she brings this competitive spirit that our girls are really kind of feeding off right now. Rhea Garman also, you know, has not been out for a high school team. She's a junior. She's like the two-time volleyball player of the year. Hasn't done track since her middle school days. And she's out, and I think kind of brings the same kind of things Abby does to the table as far as athleticism, but also this serious competitive drive. And so those two, you know, along with those girls previously mentioned, I kind of expect some big things from. We've got a lot of a really good sophomore class. Just Haven Stride is another basketball player that's out for us for the first time since her middle school days. I think this is kind of the first time we've had the starting five from the basketball team all on our track program at one time. And so as a coach, that gets you kind of excited that these multi-sport kids are coming out and they want to be a part of what you're trying to get done. And then, you know, Ava McKinney is a sophomore, super talented. Abby Rogers, another super talented sophomore. Bailey Partney, a really great group of freshmen. Allison Faber, Sophie Nolan, Kenzie Banach, Maddie Deering, Tara McMillan, these girls have all been a part of our middle school program, super successful, and are going to be big-time contributors for our varsity team. And then, you know, someone else that not a lot of people know about, so Denny White, she basically had a red shirt last year because of injuries, and she's back after, you know, a slow-moving cross-country season to kind of get her back involved. She's been looking really good, and you know, the White family's pretty familiar to the area, and so we're really looking forward and excited to have them back as well.
All right, very well, Coach. One last thing before we let you go is we're speaking to Coach Armbruster of Festus Girls Track and Field. I've been asking a lot of the track and field coaches this question, and that is, based on your schedule, as you look up and down the schedule, what are a meet or two, or maybe even more than that, that you feel like is really going to challenge your girls in terms of being able to position well, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one area that, you know, here in year one that I've kind of looked at. A lot of our girls wanted to see a little change in our schedule, but, you know, there's some staples that will help us hopefully get to the level we want to be at. We host the McCall Douglas meet here at home next Saturday. Used to be super, super big meet, 80-plus teams from all over the state and outside the state. And it's kind of settled in here the last couple of years to about the 20-25 team range. But, again, it's super competitive. A lot of the area schools are coming, and so we'll kind of not only get to see how we stack up against those schools, but also some big schools from St. Louis and Southeast Missouri as well. We're adding the Belleville West Invitational here March 29th. That's an all-girls meet and serious competition there. And so as we're trying to kind of elevate the standards of our program and get back to where we've been, you know, that's one we kind of got circled. Northwest on April 6th. Is again one of the better meets in the state of Missouri in this area, and then, you know, DeSoto meet. I think it's April 12th this year. You know, Coach Frank has, you know, a very good program going on there, and then his distance kids, you know, have really kind of risen to the occasion. They're well coached, always competitive, and so that will really give us a shot a couple weeks before conference. To kind of see how we stack up with the area schools ahead of that time. So That's probably, you know, the ones that we kind of got circled just from a competitive standpoint.
All right. Very well, Coach Arn Brewster. Certainly appreciate the time again, and best of luck to your girls this season.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
That is Wesley Arn Brewster, head coach of the Festus girls track and field team, joining us here on KGF Sports Talk.